on this episode of Counting Cars. What in the world happened to this thing?
It looks like it caught on fire.
It does. Appreciate the call. I think we could make some money on this. What are you ever going to do anything else other than detail it?
I've known you 8 years. You've been washing cars.
Let me ask you something. You got insurance? Hey, what? I can't go.
Holy it's a 63 vet. Hey, I'm going to call you back. Hey, man, I just want to ask you about the Corvette. It's not a carjacking, I swear.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30 G's.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
This is going to be cool. A 62 Chevy pickup.
62 Chevy pickup in his impound yard that they did a mechanics lien on.
So he owns it now.
He owns it.
Sweet.
Danny and I are on the way out to my brother Steve's tow yard to look at a 1962 Chevy C10 that he towed in. Steve wears a lot of hats. Not only does he have the tow yard, but he's also a judge and an attorney here in Las Vegas.
Who's in charge of the gate and the dog?
I figured if there's a dog, he's going to answer back, right? I speak dog.
Are you the dog whisperer now?
Hello.
Let's go. Let's go. Well, what'd you say? Was it 62 Chevy?
62 Chevy.
It ain't any of those. Oh, here we go. You're in the back, man. 62. Great body style. What in the world happened to this thing? Wow, man, it's just covered in soot.
It looks like it caught on fire.
It does.
Which scares me. But look at this.
Oh, dude. A little bit of Bondo action there. I know a judge that could get me out, man. What's happening, Steve? Good to see you, man.
You too.
The tale of the two brothers, man. These two are a crack up together. They're fun people to hang out with, but I just think it's kind of cute that Kevin and Steve go to the same hairstylist. Tell me the story on this, man. How'd you get it?
It was abandoned. My guys towed it, and nobody came and claimed it.
Nice. Do you know anything about the motor trans?
We checked the engine and tranny or shot.
But you know what? There's a lot of things about that I like. Man, I mean, outside of the obvious, I think you got a good-looking truck here, man. In 1960, Chevrolet introduced the C10 truck series as a modern redesign to their entire truck line. Their updated bodies sat lower, giving them an ultra-tough look that caught the eye of movie producers who featured the C10 in films like Nightmare on Elm Street and The Terminator. The Chevrolet Corporation has a history of toughing it out through hard times. In 1929, co-founder Louis Chevrolet lost his entire fortune in the stock market crash, so he found work as a line mechanic at an automobile factory, a Chevy factory. We take this thing back to the shop. Nice motor, nice trans. Truck's got tons of potential, man. We can flip this truck.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call on this, Steve. Yeah. This one looks nice, man.
I think so. Well, wait. No. I'm not talking about flipping the truck. Oh. I'm talking about keeping the truck for myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, wait a second.
Attorneys don't drive these. They drive Mercedes, Porsches.
Attorneys don't own towing yards either, so, you know.
And any thoughts on it? I know you've had it out here in your yard. You've been looking at it.
Oh, yeah. 383 stroker is what I'm thinking, you know? Something with a lot of horsepower and a lot of torque.
All right.
I watch you guys drive around some really cool cars all the time, and I want to be like you guys.
Well... Dude, what's up with this?
Man, I'm sorry I was late. Who's having a meeting here? What's going on?
We're looking at this truck.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, y'all supposed to be at lunch, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Somebody was chatting at the shop, said you were buying a truck. And then, ha-ha, there's a truck. You said to me, Scott, don't let me buy nothing for a while. We really got to pay attention, watch where we save a dollar. We took a couple hits lately. We need to recover.
Yeah.
We're not buying nothing.
I ain't buying it.
We're not buying this.
It's not for sale.
So what are we up to?
Steve decided he wants to build it for himself. We're going to rebuild it for him.
What kind of budget you got?
I'm thinking, you know, 10, 15 grand. Ish.
A driver quality, beautiful ride, right?
Yeah, real nice.
That's about 45,000 bucks.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a professional courtesy discount. Think about this for a second. And Steve is our attorney.
Half of your guys in the shop wouldn't get any projects done if it wasn't for him.
You know, I got to give you some of that. But I want you for anything else.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to the lunch on the company credit card.
I think 15 is pretty reasonable. It's definitely not a big budget, but for Steve, I'm okay with that. He's my attorney, takes care of any legal business things I've got to handle, and Steve is always there to help me out.
Here's what I got to do when I get back to the shop.
Find out who's snitching on us and send him to my office for a couple of minutes.
There you go.
Where are we sitting at on that Impala?
We just got some minor adjustments to make, and I got to replace the turn signal lever.
Okay. I got one more stop to make, and... Dude, what's... Dude!
What?
I just saw some old-ass Corvette on a trailer. I'm about to drive like an ass right now. Catch this guy.
Nice, very nice.
Dude, holy... It's a 63 Vette split window. Dude, I'm going to get... I'm going to call you back. I just yelled at Danny 10 minutes ago about not buying any more cars.
What?
A 63 split window Corvette. This is the holy grail. Definitely one of Danny's top five, if not top three. If I went back to the shop today and said, hey, Danny, I saw a 63 split window on the back of a trailer, he'd fire me. Hey, man, I just want to ask you about the Corvette. Hey, dude, I'm not a psycho.
I don't know how they get people to pull over like this.
Aha! Got a dead end. Where you gonna go now? Dude! Hey, I'm not a crazy, I swear. Hey. Hey, I just want to ask you about the car. It's not a carjacking, I swear.
A little odd. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere.
No, I know. And if you got a gun, don't shoot me, brother. You mind if we talk for a minute? I'm Scott for Counts Customs. We run a hot rod shop here in Las Vegas.
All right, I'm Tony.
How you doing, bro? I didn't mean to scare you, man, but a 63 split window Vette?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
I'm on my way to auction with it.
It's for sale?
Yeah.
Dude, listen, I might be able to make your day. This is one of my boss's favorite cars. We've been looking for one of these for 2 years.
That's cool, but I just don't know if you have the cash for it. That's why I'm going to auction. I think I can get it there.
Dude, if you can give me 20 minutes, I will get my boss here. I'm telling you right now, my boss pays fair dollars for cars.
All right. You call your boss. I'm going to wait in the car a little bit. All right.
Kev, code red. Get your ass out here right now.
What are we coming to see?
I
don't want to get a ticket.
If you miss this, you're going to hate yourself.
Hurry up.
All right, we're on the way.
All right, bye.
Man, I hope Danny and Kevin get here quick, because if this guy bails, 63 Corvette, split window. These are once-in-a-lifetime cars.
Dude, I can't keep you here much longer. Come on.
I just pulled over a 63 split window Corvette. It's for sale. This is epic. Now, I've already called Danny twice and he still wasn't here yet. So he better get here quick. This guy's ready to bail. So he better be running some red lights right now.
Oh, dude. He's actually found me an old Vette.
Wow.
Dude, is that a split window? It is a split window.
Dude, let's go get this car.
Hey. You gotta be gentle. I scared the hell out of him pulling him over.
I don't know what this guy's gonna do to me. How you doing?
I'm Danny
doing
the Cow.
Tony.
My boss,
Tony.
Danny
good to see you, man. Nice to meet you.
My boss, Kevin Max.
Kevin, right, Tony.
Man. Good to see you, man.
Let's see what you got going on over here, man.
My uncle is the original owner. He said I could have it. Either I would put all the money into it to restore it, or he said if you could sell it, I'll split the money with you. So I was on my way to auction to go sell it.
Really? Well, brother, let's save you a trip. 63, good Lord. I know people love their Corvettes, but some people are downright crazy about them. Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead claims he's going to be buried in his 63 Corvette when his time comes. The 63s are awesome. It was the year they introduced their trademark pop-up headlights. But what makes the 63 Corvette hardtop unlike any other car is the split back window. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but it was so difficult to see out of that Chevy went back to the single window the following year. Less than 11,000 were made, and I know some collectors that would do anything to get one. So she's a numbers matching original motor?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. She's amazing. I mean, this is like one of those rare barn find type cars, you know what I'm saying, where they're just pure. I hate to admit it, but But Scott, he earned his keep today. I want this car. I want it bad, and I'm having a hard time keeping on my poker face. The good news is the car is for sale. The bad news is this guy knows exactly what it's worth. He's willing to roll the dice and take it to an auction and see if he can't hit it big with this ride. So I got to make him an offer that's definitely going to get his attention. And I know if I play my cards right, I could increase the value of this vet upwards of $70,000. I could flip it and probably make the biggest profit in Counts Customs history. The problem is, I love this car.
Brother, I'll save you a trip right now, man. I'll give you $25,000 in the way it sits as is right now.
I think I got to make that trip because you're not even close. I'm really looking to get at least about 50.
But, you know, remember this, too. At the auction, you got to pay a percentage.
And a fee to put it in the auction.
Yeah, it's I'm aware.
You could get a flat tire on the way to the auction. This thing could roll over. Your insurance will never cover it. Danny, give him another price so we can take our car home.
Hey, I won't waste your time. Would you go to 35? Cash. Cash money, 35. Do you have any room, brother?
There's a little room. I mean, I might have about $5,000 in wiggle room.
Danny, I ain't seen one of these in 2 years.
I know.
Don't ever mark this down, but I'll say this. It's original.
I know.
I can't believe it. First thing this morning, I'm telling Danny, don't buy no more cars. This afternoon, I'm chasing a car down and begging him to buy one. This business is crazy.
Tony, I'm going to save you your trip. 45 cash.
I'll do 45.
Yeah?
If you can get me one of these sweet jackets with my name on it.
Brother man,
yeah.
Get this man a jacket with his name on it.
Give me a jacket.
You got yourself a deal.
All right.
I know 45 grand is a whole lot of money, but this Corvette is a whole lot of car. She's like finding a rare treasure. And frankly, I just had to have her. But as much as I'd like to keep this baby for myself, I do know a few people that will open their wallets wide to get their hands on a car like this, especially after I get done with it.
Hey, when I call, you come.
This was a good one. And you didn't even yell at me for spending money. Rolly.
Oh, and now you, huh?
What are you doing, Rolly?
I'm busy with this stupid cables here.
Listen, bro, when are you ever going to do anything else other than detailing?
Hey, by the time
I've known you 8 years, you've been washing cars.
We're about the same age, but I bet you I've done way more than you did.
Like what, brother?
I was an ambulance driver in the Army. I worked in a PVC pipe company cleaning toilet pipes.
I'm proud of you, brother.
I was executive of transportation. You know what else I done? I was bodyguard, personal assistant, driver for the smallest man in the world. Bodyguard. Not the bodyguard. I was a bodyguard.
Let me say that again, brother.
What?
It was definitely for the smallest man.
I don't say I'm a muscle, but
show me some bro. Come on.
Hey, let me ask you something. You got insurance?
No.
Plastic surgeon?
I heal good.
Oh, yeah? You just want to provoke me, huh? I can't guard the little
guy. You got to have some moves.
I can't guard.
What is this? You know, Danny, Kevin, and I just got back from scoring this sweet 63 Corvette. And I walk in, there's two idiots rolling on the ground like it's some kind of cage match.
English,
stupid.
I gotta hear this one.
He's helping me. I lost my earring.
It's around here somewhere, brother.
Dude, on second thought, I don't even want to know what you guys are doing.
I can't believe you're doing this to me.
I know. He's got a smile on his face, but I know deep down he's having a tough time with the split window.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm so jacked up, I can do flips.
All right.
Hey, Rolly, bring her out. Whoa.
The guys are hard at work on one of the sweetest rides to ever roll through this shop, a 1963 split-window Corvette. It's a shame to let this car go, but I got a real buyer on board, so we're getting this baby in immaculate condition for him when he shows up. Meanwhile, we're also hard at work on Kevin's brother Steve's 1962 Chevy pickup. Steve's been away on vacation for a while, so we're hoping to get this thing all done and ready to rock for him as soon as he gets back.
What's up, Maggie? Hey, get off that buzzer. You know better than that. Says, it's your first time.
Nobody's here, ring bell three times. Nobody's here.
What are you doing? What's going on?
I just came back from Mexico, and this was kind of my first stop, and I thought maybe it was a day early.
Good try. So I'm sitting up at the front desk, and in walks Steve, Kevin's brother. I'm like, dude, you're supposed to be in Mexico another day. Like anything else with the Mac family, I guarantee he wants to see his truck. It ain't happening.
How's my truck doing?
That's what you're really here for. You know the guys in the back working on it right now. It'll be ready for you tomorrow. You know the rule. Danny don't never show you the car before it's done.
All right, where's my brother?
He's upstairs in his office.
All right, I'm just going to buzz me through if you don't mind.
All right. Steve! You I'm going to beat your ass. You know he's going to be pissed about this.
Holy crap.
Steve!
Oh,
I'm telling you, I'll beat your ass.
Here.
That's
this
what I'm saying.
You
just took off running to the office.
Look at this thing.
You're such an ass. You really are an
Steve,
ass.
Steve, what are you doing
here? What are you doing, man?
You know you ain't allowed to see nothing until it's hot.
You know, man, Danny.
Well, now that you've seen it.
This is unbelievable.
We took Steve's 1962 Chevrolet pickup, and we went from front to back on making this thing wicked. She's got new chrome all over the place. We laid down a gorgeous pearl blue paint job on this truck and covered it in old school black scallops and pinstriping, all tied into an amazing interior of the black and the blue combined together. Technically, this is a brand new 1962 Chevrolet pickup truck, and frankly, Steve, he's going to have himself a ball in this truck.
I mean, the outside, the interior is phenomenal. So, can we open it up?
You know, I tell you what, man. You weren't supposed to come down here tomorrow. We're putting the final tune on it. But let's show it to him anyways. George, you go ahead.
Pop. You screwed me up. I'm throwing it
out. Check this out, Steve.
This is a one-of-a-kind engine.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. You Very wanted that cool. 383 stroker?
Yeah.
At least 450 horse, maybe 475. This truck is going to absolutely rock and roll. I'm really glad Steve likes his truck, and I know he's going to love it when the thing is done. I ain't going to fire up this engine for him until then. He snuck a peek, but my rule is still as it is. Nobody sees their car until it's done.
All right.
Let's go to the office real quick. Right, come on now. Hey, listen, we're only $9,000 in parts. Let's go get this cash out of the way. That way, we just drive off tomorrow when you get here, man.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's go.
Come on.
All right. See you later.
Steve! Kevin! Come on now.
Scott, I'm going to go call my mother right now.
Man, today is a bittersweet day for me. I just might be saying goodbye to a car that I've absolutely fallen in love with, a 1963 split-window Corvette that I scored from a guy who was on his way to go take it to auction.
I'll do 45 if you can get me one of these sweet jackets with my name on it.
You got yourself a deal.
Yeah.
As much as I would love to keep her, I got a guy who's dying to get his hands on one, and I know he's willing to pay top dollar for it. So we made this car so absolutely gorgeous, there should be no question on the fact that she's going to bring good money.
Thanks, Kev. I can't believe you're doing this to me.
I know.
This is going to be awesome.
Danny's, he's got a smile on his face, but I know deep down he's having a tough time with this split window.
When we found this car, I was beside myself, and now Kevin's trying to do something to me, but
yeah, well, like I said, I've been looking for a car for a while, and a 63, you can't hardly beat the idea. Yeah. We just came down here to look at this car, and hopefully we end up with a nice 63 split window.
And if we buy this, it's going to be my car, so I don't know what to tell it.
Are we ready to see a car? You
Let's
got a car you want to show me?
Let's do it.
Let me get it for you.
All right.
Hey, Rolly, bring her out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, she's
so
good.
It sounds good.
Whoa.
That is way clean.
They rolled it out, and that sun hit the front of that thing.
Beautiful paint job.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that if you're old school like me. My God.
She came out gorgeous. Man, this car was an absolute pleasure. When it rolled in, this thing was in beautiful original condition, just needed total restorations. All the chrome on the car was 100% re-chromed. All the stainless was polished. New matching hubcaps, brand new paint job, complete rebuild of the numbers matching engine and transmission. I love this car, and any collector would be proud to have this in his collection.
How's it look under the hood?
Beautiful.
She is beautiful.
I truly believe the 63 Corvette split window is one of the most iconic American cars ever built. And this one was so pure and so original that we wanted to keep it that way. So from a collector's aspect, it's a crown jewel to have in any collection. I was, you know, thrilled to be able to add this to my collection, but, you know, I also understand business is business.
Okay. Well, I guess at this point, all we need to hear is what you're asking, brother.
You're playing my game. You've caught me off guard. I know this. It's a really fine example of this car, and I believe that this car will continue to climb in value. So I'm going to throw a number out. I'm at $125,000.
$125,000.
I'm at $125,000. I've seen them go for less. I've seen them go for a lot more.
As a buyer, you know, you don't want to show your hand. You know, I want to keep a poker face here. But then again, I know what the car is worth. It is a split window. They only made the car 1 year. It's so iconic. So if I can get out of here with a beautiful car, I think we both won.
The other thing, too, Bob, is that none of Danny's cars are for sale.
Correct.
Right? You got to want it more than he does.
I understand.
You know?
But your timing's good. I've only had it for a minute.
But I was you know what I mean? I was thinking more along the 105, you know, is what I'm thinking.
I can make a little room.
What are you thinking?
Can you get any closer to, say, 120?
Lord.
I can take five right off the top, okay. Right there.
I'm thinking I want the car, and I think we should split the difference.
She's talking 115. We sure do want it.
You guys are the right people for this car. I think you all need to take Ida home.
You think
okay.
So?
Awesome.
We got a deal?
I'm with you.
God bless you, brother.
I'm with you. Brother, man, I tell you what. Y'all better go in and do some paperwork before I leave my mind. Bob loves these vets as much as I do, so I know she's going to a good home. This thing was really tough to let go, but business is business. And this was one of the biggest flips in the shop's history, so I had to do it. I tell you, though, if myself or Scott or anybody else ever finds another one of these beautiful 63 Corvettes, I think Counts Customs is going to be getting a shiny new addition to the family. Can't believe they did this to me.
Good Lord.